want to talk about how Pruitt is hurting the family farmer with these deals he's got going on RINs waivers. I think this president is trying to keep every campaign promise he made. And I think Pruitt is undermining the president's campaign promise of 15 million billion gallons of ethanol through these waivers. He's running a campaign to reform the IRFs on the basis of RIN prices that are hurting merchant refineries, but his own EPA says small refineries aren't disproportionately affected by the IRFs and costs are recovered. I can't speak to Pruitt's motives, but it looks like he's trying to undo the IRFs by simply waiving refiners' obligations. President Trump, as I said, committed to these 15 billion gallons, and this is undermining that effort. Congressional intent of the IRFs is very clear. By handing out hardship waivers to highly profitable big oil refining companies like Endeavor and Carl Icahn CFR Energy, Pruitt is breaking his own promise that he made to me and several other senators to support the spirit of the law. We have Wheeler in there now as deputy EPA director now. If he's sworn in, I think he's been approved by the Senate. He made very clear that he understands what the law is, and I'm looking for his influence on Pruitt. He may be a deputy, but he made a lot of indications to us how he knows that this RFS needs to be interpreted. Hundreds of millions, and in some cases billions of dollars in profit, isn't my definition of a hardship, contrary to what Pruitt might think. As I said yesterday on Twitter, bailing out billionaires isn't helping ethanol or our family farmers that President Trump promised in supporting homegrown biofuels. And Pruitt's breaking that promise. The EPA is also stonewalling congressional requests for information about the waiver recipients. I joined several other senators in a bipartisan request for information on that point. And I gave an April 27th deadline to EPA, and it's May 1st now, and we haven't heard from EPA. So Pruitt isn't doing the president any favors on this issue.
Yes, thanks for taking my question, Senator. A couple of them for you. You were part of that letter yesterday that went out asking the administrator how he plans to follow through on the president's promise to move toward E15 year-round. I'm wondering, what level of assurances have you gotten from the president, aside from his comments prior to the meeting with farm state lawmakers here a couple weeks ago?
None, but the president hasn't backed off of it. As often he does back off of things that he says in a big meeting, particularly if it's televised. And he hasn't backed off of this, so I think that we're going to get our E15.
And a follow-up, you've been pretty critical of Scott Pruitt's job performance a number of times on this call and in some other venues. I'm wondering, do you think the EPA administrator needs to go?
No, for two reasons. One, even though I think he's screwing the family farmer and helping very rich refineries, I still think almost everything else he's done as EPA director is the right thing to do, particularly his putting out orders to stop settle-to-sue lawsuits that come that force EPA into issuing regulations without public comment. And the second reason is, with the Democrats filibustering everything, we don't have time with all the legislation and all the judges we got to get through to handle another confirmation on the floor of the United States Senate. I wish Pruitt would know that I support most everything he's doing. Why doesn't he get right with ethanol?
Thank you, Senator. The deadline or the deadline for selling E15 is not very far away. Are you any way optimistic that it will be that we can get a decision on this by June 1?
If it's got to be put out by regulation and there's 90-day comments like normally for regulations, I don't think it'll be effective this year. It'd be effective next year, but it'd be a big boost to the ethanol industry, even if it doesn't apply for this summer. And we know it's going to be end now, this stupid rule that we have.
Yeah, good morning, Senator. Does the President know about these waivers? I mean, one, looking at this situation where you got the administrator of EPA issuing them on a fairly regular basis now. You and other Midwest senators have been bringing this issue to the White House's attention for months now, and the Secretary of Agriculture told the Senate Agriculture Committee, quote, "I am letting the petroleum industry know that the waivers granted have been the essence of any kind of have been the essence of any kind of RIN cap, effective RIN cap that they have enjoyed this year already." So you've got the Secretary of Agriculture saying that the oil industry is getting what it wants through these waivers. How is it possible that the President of the United States does not know about this waiver problem?
I was sitting beside Pruitt 3 weeks ago at the White House with governors, congressmen, and senators. Well, I told the president about the waivers and that he was being undercut of his promise of 15 million gallons. Next question.
Well, my question is, how is it that the president knows about this, that it's violating his commitment to the RFS, and he's not doing anything about it?
Yeah. Because of North Korea, Iran, Ukraine, Russia. You know, the president's got more than one thing to keep his eye on.
Yeah, hi, Senator. So the president's very busy with this, but Congress can certainly take action. There, you know, some of what EPA is doing is based on this report language. Have you been looking into inserting your own report language into some of these upcoming appropriations bills to get them to sort of pull back on some of these refinery exemptions?
Yes, but the next opportunity to do that will be when the appropriation bills come up this summer or fall.